Mary Gallagher from Radio Kerry's newsroom has rejoined us. Mary, Michael McGrath has finished speaking at this stage. What else can you tell us?
Yes, the last time I was here with you, I finished with the €225 million in extra money to tackle waiting lists next year. Well, continuing on with health, there'll be €5 million for oral health services next year, €138 million for disability services, €150 million to support older people living at home and the National Dementia Strategy, and €58 million for mental health. There'll also be €439 million provided for the ongoing response to COVID-19. Inpatient charges will be removed for all public patients under Budget 2023, and Minister Michael McGrath is also extending the free GP card scheme to another 430,000 people. The free contraception scheme is being expanded to include women aged 16 to 30. And Minister McGrath also announced public funding for the first time ever for IVF treatment. Moving away from health now, and there'll be funding for an extra 4,800 additional apprenticeship placements. There'll be €337 million for grants for energy efficiency, and this will fund 37,000 home energy upgrades. There'll be a new low-cost loan for residential retrofits. There'll also be €2.6 billion for transport to progress Bus Connects, Metrolink and Dart Plus. There'll be up to 185,000 households that are to be passed by the National Broadband Plan next year. €390 million has been announced for rural and community development, including remote working. Measures have been announced to reduce the student-teacher ratio by 1 point to 23-1, with 370 extra teaching posts announced. There'll be 686 additional teachers to support those with special needs, and an additional 1,194 SNAs, bringing the number to 20,300. And Minister McGrath officially revealed free school books for primary school children. €11 million has been announced for the continued response to the refugee crisis from Ukraine and housing refugees. Minister McGrath announced €2.1 billion to the Department of Agriculture and €238 million allocated from the Brexit Reserve Fund to cushion agriculture from the impacts of Brexit. Moving now to justice, it's been announced that it's to get €150 million next year. Minister McGrath said high visibility policing is crucial, so there'll be 1,000 new Gardaí into Templemore next year. There'll be 430 Garda civilian staff recruited, and 200 new recruits will enter Templemore every 3 months over the coming years. There'll also be a €5 million increase in the Garda overtime budget, bringing it to over €100 million. And there'll be an extra 400 permanent Defence Force members recruited next year, and money to include pay and allowance enhancements for the membership. €35 million increase in the capital allocation for the Defence Forces, in part used to fund primary radar capabilities. Moving to overseas aid, there's an increase of €100 million in that. The official development assistance will be more than €1.2 billion next year. €75 million of that will go to the humanitarian needs in Ukraine. There's €90 million extra for arts, tourism, culture and media to help that sector recover from COVID-19. €1.25 million to support Irish as a living language in the Gaeltacht. €100 million for the Shared Island Fund, and €500 million under the National Development Plan out to 2025. And that's it.
That's an awful lot to take in. Mary, thank you very much for that. And just to let you know, in case anyone's wondering what is happening in the Dáil at the moment, both Pascal Donoghue and indeed Public Expenditure Minister Michael McGrath have finished speaking at this stage, and it is the turn of the main opposition spokesperson on finance, which is of course Piers Doherty. He's on his feet at the moment, no doubt, with a thing or two to say about the budget.